Despite fines, job loss, millions never trusted Biden, Fauci. By Kevin Barrett. During the deepest, darkest days of COVID-19 hysteria, when the experimental mRNA vaccines were rolled out and it became apparent that one-third of the population didn't want them, anti-vaxxer became a much-hyped term of abuse. Joe Biden said he was losing patience with them. Justin Trudeau called them racists, misogynists, and white supremacists, before asking, "Do we tolerate these people?" He proceeded to slap freedom movement leaders in prison and free supporters' bank accounts. Western national and local governments banned unvaccinated people from public places and activities. Austria assessed fines ranging from 600 to 3,600 euros. Some wondered whether mass lynchings, or maybe just concentration camps, would be next. But then a funny thing happened: the anti-vaxxers won. And the funniest thing about it was that hardly anyone, least of all the mainstream media, seemed to notice. What happened was that people stopped lining up for their COVID shots. By refusing to obey official recommendations of endless boosters, the majority of Americans switched sides and became de facto anti-vaxxers. Today, authorities are almost absent-mindedly scolding Americans to get boosted, and Americans are ignoring them. On July 12, Chicago Department of Public Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady harangued residents of the Windy City, "You should have had a booster by now. Everybody over the age of 5, unless you just started getting vaccinated, should have had at least 3 vaccines, J&J and then 2 boosters or 2 Pfizer or Moderna and 1 booster. So, everybody should have had at least 3 vaccines. But everybody hasn't." Despite all the arm-twisting from government, employers, and the media, only 48% of eligible Americans have gotten boosted. The majority, over 100 million people eligible and recommended for boosters, have refused. Another 107 million Americans remain unvaccinated. More than 207 million Americans, about two-thirds of the total population, are now anti-vaxxers. The anti-vax sentiment is even stronger when it comes to children. Today, more than a month since the FDA approved mRNA shots for children under 5, 97% of small children have not been jabbed. Their parents have quietly joined the anti-vaxxers. To see how badly the vaccines have failed, and how resoundingly the anti-vaxxers have won, we need to keep two fact patterns in mind. The first is overall vaccine uptake, and the second is vaccine efficacy over time. The CDC graph of daily vaccine uptake shows that it peaked in late March 2021 at around 3.5 million doses per day and then sharply declined. In winter 2021 to 2022, it rose to about half that level, 1.8 million doses per day, then steeply declined again. Since then, it has remained very low, averaging well under half a million doses per day. A high rate of vaccination after the rollout in early 2021, followed by much lower rates, would make sense if the mRNA shots provided long-lasting protection. But, since the rollout, the science has discovered that they don't. If you got vaccinated in January 2021, you enjoyed robust protection against hospitalization and death for about 6 months, that is, until June 2021. To maintain that protection, you would have had to get boosted. But the booster would offer strong protection for only about 3 more months. Then, at the beginning of fall 2021, you would have needed another booster. But that one would only have been good for about 6 weeks. After that, booster fatigue and vaccine-resistant variants would continue to reduce the benefits of every subsequent injection. So, to try to remain fully protected against COVID, you would need to continually subject yourself to a large number of injections, each one providing less benefit than its predecessors. Though Pfizer and Moderna would love to sell us all those shots, even their bought and paid for scientists have nixed the idea. They recognize that a combination of factors including waning efficacy, adverse reactions, and original antigenic sin, OAS, militate against it. OAS means that your immune system locks onto the first version of the virus or spike protein it encounters, and will never be able to fight another variant that well, so vaccinating and boosting people against legacy COVID may actually be harming their immune system's ability to fight variants including Omicron. Even Biden, Fauci, Bill Gates, and other self-styled experts seem to be reluctantly facing up to the now obvious reality: the vaccines have failed. That's why Biden, Fauci, and Gates are not visibly outraged that the majority of Americans have stopped getting their recommended COVID shots. And the vaccine failure could get worse. If the problem of adverse reactions to COVID vaccines, deaths, infertility, immune system damage, continues to grow, and eventually reaches the point that the authorities can no longer deny it, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin. The only high-level federal office holder who has shown any empathy for the vaccine injured, could find himself face-to-face with the political opportunity of a lifetime. Kevin Barrett, Ph.D., is an Arabist Islamologist scholar and one of America's best-known critics of the war on terror. From 1991 through 2006, Dr. Barrett taught at colleges and universities in San Francisco, Paris, and Wisconsin. In 2006, however, he was attacked by Republican state legislators who called for him to be fired from his job at the University of Wisconsin-Madison due to his political opinions.